Pendulum swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles, two by two. Westminster Abbey, the tower big Ben. There's a red sheep,
London, south, a tower block. You're thinking urban decay, dampness, despair. But no, they've got a lovely bit of sculpture. Of course, some people are never happy. Flat 76.
Hello, Mum. It's Errol, your youngest son with the lisp. Oh, no, that's Barry. I thought I'd make you this tape because I'm not very good at writing and I know how you love to hear what I'm up to. Thanks for sending me Grandad's old pipe. Of course I learned to smoke it. The stem was still a bit wet, which reminded me of his slack old mouth and the saliva bubbles that used to gather at the corners. I haven't listened to the instruction tape yet. I'm waiting for the right moment.
Errol! Errol!
I'm also learning some Cherokee so I can talk to your new boyfriend at Christmas.
Errol!
Anyway, I have to stop for a bit. Sean's twisted his ankle at the pool. He's a lifeguard and he fell out with that big chair. He dozed off during a swimathon.
Errol!
So, Sandy, your next word is... pancot.
Errol, chuck us the remote.
Where is it?
By the telly. I threw it at Rulenska.
Come with me to a naval dockyard during the Napoleonic
Hurry
Wars.
Hurry up!
While surveying the fleet, Nelson
no,
would have used a pancot.
Oh, thanks, mate. Oh, God, I don't know what to do without you. Can you pass me that cushion?
Yeah.
And an apple?
Right.
Could you put these tissues in the bin?
Sure.
Thanks. You go to the shop?
Yeah.
Great. Take these crispbacks, they're stale,
right.
And tell him, have I got mug written on my forehead? Out-of-date crisps. I mean it. Get right close up to his face and let him know he's not dealing with a mug. But remember, you're pretending to be me, so tell him that it's not you that's telling him you think he thinks you're a mug, it's me being impersonated by you. I know. Why don't you take a photo of me so you can point to it when you're doing the mug bit? There's one in the toilet.
I don't think I can do that. I can't get as angry as you can, Sean. Well, not about crisps.
It's not just crisps. That's just the thin end of the wedge. Next thing you buy a Sunday paper, there'll be no supplement about economic opportunities in the Yemen. You can't let these people just walk all over you. This bloody sofa.
Look, I can't say it. I know, I know. Hang on, I'll get me tape recorder.
Oh, God.
You tell him on tape, and I'll play it back to him and hold up the photograph.
All right, but one of these days, Errol, you'll have to learn to stand up for yourself.
But I'm standing up for you. Right, ready?
Oh, hello, remember me? I bought these crisps. At this point, you have to hold up the crisps.
Right.
I bought these crisps. They were stale, horrible. How dare you? Have I got mug written on my forehead? I want another packet. Now! That ought to do the trick. And get a copy of Loot while you're there. I'm going to sell this sofa. It's driving me mad.
Right.
Bye.
Flat 22.
Go, finger. He's a man. A man with a heart of gold. It's just too cold. Oh, oh no. What am I doing? Hello? Is that the Performing Rights Society? Yes, it's Alf here. Hello, Janet. I've only gone and done it again. Goldfinger from the James Bond film. How much do I owe you? I can't believe I slipped up that easily. Does Shirley get any of the money? Oh, that's a shame.
Sofa for sale. A bluey, greeny, grey colour. Comfortable. Amusing. Would suit person who works away from home a lot. Or Tom and Jerry fan. All right, Errol, did you get me crisps?
Yeah, got crisps, loot.
What's that?
It's a picture of Sanjay.
Who are the other people?
Oh, it's his family. It's a wedding photograph. Anyway, you got to listen to this.
Sean, yeah. It's Sanjay from around the corner of the shop, yeah? Now, I hope that this packet of crisps you got reaches you in satisfactory condition, yeah? And in future, don't come in my shop again!
Flat 43.
What is that?
Monkfish parcels stuffed with chestnuts and wild mushrooms.
Chestnuts?
I thought we'd try something different.
Different?
Instead of the usual.
Usual?
Well, it took me 3 hours.
Took?
I followed the recipe.
Followed?
From a cookbook.
What makes you think you can cook?
Hello, I want to advertise my sofa. Okay, right, sofa for sale, blue, 3-seater, £100. Oh, how many words have I got left? One. All right. Better not waste it. Just put labyrinth.
Hey, Sean, some fantastic bargains in here. Look, 200 CDs for sale, all hit albums, £25, nipple. Full-size snooker table. Full-size snooker table with cues and balls. £130, butterscotch. Wedding dress, size 18, never worn. £200, bastard.
Any sofas in there?
Yeah. Slightly singed, 2-seat sofa, ideal for kids to play on or dog to give birth. £8, smack.
Nah. £8 sofa. I have too many stories to tell. Yeah. I want to get something decent with no history. I can't lie on this anymore. It's like being at a Prodigy sound check. I'm going to bed.
Hey, do you want a waffle?
What sort have you got?
Plain.
Nah.
Oh, my leg. Oh, brilliant. I can play that tape now.
Advanced pipe smoking. Lesson one.
Hello, I'm Jack Hargreaves. I'm dead now. But before I go, I'd like to pass on over 50 years of puffin' know-how. So let's begin. Hopefully, you've got your hands on the king of pipes, the Henderson Sovereign, with its legendary 4-inch bowl. Now cut off a nice lump of Dombey's number 8 Penang Shag. Now pack it down into the bowl with your thumb. See figure 3. Go on, son, give it some. Go on. Now, a couple of drops of port over the mixture. Trust me. Now, strike 1 Hoxton Surefire and lay gently over this magnificent shag. Oh. Now, wrap your lips round the stem and draw on it as if you were sucking patty out of a water pistol. Oh.
Flat 59.
Who is it?
Gash, come to read your meter. Hello, Mr. Roberts.
Wipe your feet. Properly. No, harder, go on, harder. No, that's no good, take your shoes off. And your socks. No, I tell you what, jump in the bath.
Just want to read your meter.
Bath first, meter later. Are you clean yet?
Oh. I think so.
Just in case, use this.
What is it?
Don't worry about that. It's special. When you're dry, put this on.
Mr. Roberts, where are my clothes?
I burnt them.
Morning.
Chaya Hakamete.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's Cherokee. It means, dawn is broken, may your belly be full and the wolves live in fear of your shadow. It was the nearest I could find to good morning. Anyway, how's your ankle?
That's fine. Pass the jam. What flavour's this?
Plain.
I'll get it.
Hi, I've come about the sofa. Maybe I've got the wrong flat.
What are you wearing? Sorry, I've just woken up. Come in.
Is this it?
No, it's the one sticking out of the teacup in my bedroom. Sorry, I just got up.
Yeah. I've seen better days.
Yeah. Yeah, I've dished out a few portions. It's very comfortable, yeah.
Yeah. Just imagine you sitting here with a can of lager, watching The Bill, football.
ABBA documentaries.
Yeah. Safe and secure, ignoring the harsh realities of urban life.
£80.
Waiting for some tipsy girl or a bet to come in, eh?
75.
Or just relaxing in your man-made tracksuit.
But do you want it or not?
Well, Mr. Roberts, that's the meter done. Thanks for the pyjamas. Now, in the future, if you'd rather pay by direct debit, we can send you a form and you put in your bank details. Oh, excuse me.
Dirty!
Right, there you are, 75.
Scratch cards?
Brilliant.
No, I want cash.
Oh, take it.
Well, this is an exciting way of buying and selling. I mean, let's face it, no one else is going to buy it.
All right.
Oh, we're going to be rich. Oh.
Oh. Look, I'll pick it up tomorrow, okay?
No, you've got to take it now.
Well, I haven't got the van.
I don't care. I don't want your sofa cluttering up my living room. This isn't some lock-up garage. I live here. You can't just dump furniture in the middle of my flat.
Yeah, but I live in Shoreditch. I came on the bus.
I don't care.
Well, all right, I'll take it now.
Bloody hell.
Could you open the door for me?
Look at her calves.
Oh, dough! Oh! Oh! Ichikawawa kataka kawawa. What does that mean?
Oh, it's Cherokee for typical.
So how much have we won?
Nothing. Well, it doesn't matter. We've got one left. Ship. 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 Ship! Woo-hey! Woo-hoo!
How much? What do we get?
50p! Oh, I knew we'd win.
We haven't won, Errol. You can't win. That's why they let you play.
Do you think we should have asked for cash?
Yeah, in hindsight.
Oh, Sean, don't get depressed. It's only things.
Yeah, I did have a sofa. Now I've got a pile of metal shavings.
Exactly. With a scrap value of over £3. Right, well, that's the undercoat down. Now for the gloss. Oh, what a lovely white. That's almost ivory. Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony. Side by side, no, not again. Oh, what am I doing? Hello, Janet. Oh, it's me, Alf. Fine, thanks. I've just finished the undercoat. Yeah, it's lovely. You'll never guess what. Ebony and ivory. I don't know what came over me. How much do I owe you? Nothing. Oh, so it's covered under the Beatles' blanket agreement. Hey, I'm glad I signed that. That's a bargain, really. £5 a month. Anyway, ta-ra. We all live in...
Well, try the fridge.
Katse.
Well, bread bin. I've put it in there a few times.
Chinka Hawaha.
I can't think of where else it could be. Well, you'll have to sit by the telly and do it by hand.
Kachita Kahada Hawhun.
Speak English.
Where do you normally lose it?
Well, normally it goes down the back of the sofa, but we sold that. Oh, hold on. I don't believe it. Hichikawawa Kataka Kawawa. I mean, I can't live without a remote.
We could try and find her.
No, I'm too busy. Got my out pledge, drawing pins, syrup. What do you do with that stuff?
Nothing, I just like it.
And I got to take those crutches back, get the deposit. Have you seen that receipt?
Oh, yeah. I saw it on the sofa yesterday.
Yeah, she's very tall, mousy brown hair, wearing a cropped brown duffel coat, grey nylon trousers, got black shoes on, this, I don't know, weird. And she's got a fawn snood, but it's not snood. It's got a hood, but hasn't got it's weird thing, I don't know.
Nah, mate, it don't ring any bells. Well, look, did she have any distinguishing marks?
Oh, yeah. On her calf, she's got a tattoo of an owl in combat gear.
Nah. Try the tattoo parlour around the corner.
Here you go, Colin. Come back next week, I'll put the spider on it. What are you staring at?
Nothing. I was just looking at all the drawings all over your face.
What's wrong with that, then?
Oh, they're great. I really like the one of Anne Widdecombe on a motorbike.
That's Elvis.
Oh, fair. So I was wondering if you could help us.
No, unless you want a tattoo.
I want a tattoo. Well, say I. It's my friend here. Something small, unobtrusive, you know, cheap.
I can do you this. A beetle stuck in a ring pool. Or you can just have Bob.
No, his name's Errol.
I don't mind.
What are you doing?
A lot of people don't respect body art. They think they can come in here and have a laugh at the freak and just walk out the door. Of course, eventually the freak will freak out and do something he shouldn't.
Look, mate, you better turn around, open that door and say sorry, or I'm going to have to dish out the mother of all beatings.
Says who? Come here. Come over here. I'll get you now. I've got you now.
Stop him, Errol.
Stop. It's not working.
Stop. Will it hit him? Hit him with something. Oh, thanks, mate. Maniac. Tried to tattoo me.
He did tattoo you.
What's he done?
Hang on, lean forward. S-A-T-A, and I think it's an N.
I've got Satan on my arse.
Shall I call the police?
No! I don't want anyone to know about this. This will ruin my life. What are you doing?
I'm opening and closing drawers.
This is awful. I'm going to have to stop going swimming, going to the sauna, mooning. I mean, no woman's going to be interested in a man with Satan tattooed across his buttocks. What about when I'm old and I'm 80 and a young nurse has given me a bed bath? She thinks I'm a sweet old man till she rolls me over. And then from then on it's cold flannels and no visitors. Or I take up Morris dancing and some joker at a country fete decides to drop a ferret down my trousers. I'm left with two choices. Either get my privates gnawed off or reveal the mark of Lucifer.
Hey, found it. Her name is Debbie Pilkington. She only lives around the corner.
Right, hang on a minute. Are there two D's in Widdecombe? Oh, hello. Sorry to trouble you. Does Debbie live here?
I wish I could answer that question.
Bloody Nora. Is your mum in? Or anyone else?
Quido! Quido's our dog.
That's not a dog, Sean. That's a man.
I know.
Quiet. Quido wants his dinner.
Look, we're not from the council, are
we? Aren't you? What do you want her?
Well, she's got the receipt for Sean's crutches.
No, that's confusing. No, she bought my sofa, right, and the receipt was inside it along with the remote, so it's quite important that we find her.
Oh, right, well, your best bet is just, you know, chill out. You know, she'll be around.
So, how'd you do that then?
Don't you know?
Yes, we do know how to hang out.
Hey, mate, what breed were you trying to be?
Red Setter.
You've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, one cappuccino and one plain Nesquik.
Well, that's over here, mate.
How can you drink that? It doesn't taste of anything.
No, it's lovely. Try it.
Taste of milky powder.
Like a sandwich.
Yeah.
So, are we hanging out now?
Yeah.
Wow, we're hanging out.
Woohoo! He's from Lincoln.
So, what do we do now?
Just hang out.
What, like this?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I prefer table tennis.
This tattoo's beginning to hurt. Pass that cushion. Right. Have my eyes gone yellow?
No.
I'm worried. I might be turning into some kind of man-beast.
No, you're not.
No, look at my arms. They were never this hairy.
One mixed grill, one devil kidneys.
See? That's not even on the menu.
Beelzebub and Squeak.
I don't like it here. I think we should go home.
No, look, it's great. Look at all the famous people who've been here. There's a photo of Mr. Motivator, Richard Bacon, and that girl who does the thing on Saturday mornings, you know, with it. Look! Sean! There she is.
Is it? Excuse me, mate.
Yes,
do you know that girl in that photo?
Ah, Debbie, yes. Yeah, she's always eating liver. She's very strong.
Well, where can we find her?
Yeah, she'll be around the corner at the pumping station.
Oh, come on, Errol.
Oh, hang on. Excuse me, mate. Who's this bloke? I sort of recognise him.
Oh, he's... Oh, hold on. Hey, Andrea! Ποιος είναι τούτος μας τον τείχο φωτογράφα?
Paul Ross.
Feed me! Touch me! Love me!
You know what, Errol? I'm beginning to think that this pumping station is no longer in the hands of a local water board.
You're right. It's a gallery. Let's have a look round.
No, I don't like art. Makes me sleepy.
Come on, just a quick look. What's that all about?
Well, to the untrained eye, it's a full English breakfast. But if you look closer, you'll see it's a shocking statement about the nourishment of death.
Wow. It's brilliant the way they've made the sausage look like a mouth. And the eggs. They're like eyes.
Wonderful feelings, too. Oh, yes, I quite like these. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you like it as well?
Yes.
Good. Excuse me, are you the artist?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations, this piece is magnificent.
Hey, that's my sofa. I've been looking for you. You've got the receipt for my crutches.
And my magnet.
And his magnet.
Sorry, sir, you can't touch the exhibit.
But all that stuff you got laid out, that was down the back of my sofa.
Yeah, well, it's not your sofa. It now belongs to the Saatchi collection, all right?
You sold it? You a second-hand trader?
No, I'm not a trader. I'm an artist.
Yes, this is Debbie Pilkington, the most exciting young artist in Britain.
Of course. The stupid clothes, the mad friends, the patronising attitude.
The art gallery.
The scratch cards, you're lottery sponsored, aren't you? What you've done, you've just emptied out the contents of my sofa. So if I'd done it, would that be genius?
No, if you did it, it would be spring cleaning.
Look, I'm fair. Like, you can keep the sofa, all the bits, and all I want is the receipt.
No, I'm sorry, it all belongs to Charles Saatchi.
But why does he want all this stuff? I mean, what's he going to do with my swimming goggles? They're rubbish. He could afford a decent pair.
Well, put that down, will you?
Oh, why can't I have that bit of paper? Go on. Oh, please. Please.
No.
You have a go, Errol.
Right. Please.
No.
Hold on. What's that doing there?
Well, I imagine that's where you fell asleep eating Kentucky Fried Chicken and the bones somehow slipped past the cushion.
No. Those bones definitely weren't in my sofa. I won't have that muck in the house.
Sure not.
No, I won't eat anything that's served in a bucket. She must have put those bones there.
No, I didn't.
And what's this? UB40 car with my name on it? I've got a job. I pay taxes. 4 days a week, swimming baths, goggles, standard issue.
He's lying.
Super Kings. I smoke Dombey's number 8 Penang Shag.
Razzle? I'm halfway through War and Peace.
Tesco club card. But we were refused.
Rohypnol? I use charm and a bit of tequila.
Excuse me, you mean that this debris isn't the genuine debris of your life?
No, she's ruined it.
You're a fraud.
I am not a fraud. I am an artist.
Oh. This piece is contrived, it's worthless.
Look,
you're a liar and a cheat.
You don't understand. I just couldn't display the dull, shabby items I found in their sofa. It lacked drama. There was no passion or misery. I wanted to make something about life in an urban prison. But their lives were just so boring, it just didn't work.
Quink? Oh, no, that is mine. Right. That's the brushes cleaned. Didn't take that long after all. Lick of paint, hardly recognised the place. Oh, that paint's made me a bit giddy. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling the thunder under the covers, and I guess, oh no, not again. Oh, I hate giving that bald ponce money.
Errol, Parsons Road barbecue beans. I haven't had this for years. It's horrible, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how many bits of chicken you had?
Two.
You sure?
Yeah.
You get six in a bucket. There's one piece left. I've had two. You must have had three.
Honest, I haven't.
Don't try and fool me. I haven't got mug written on my forehead.
No. But you've got Satan tattooed on your arse.
Sean Lott, 15 Stories High, stars Sean Lott. Tracy Ann Oberman, Chris Pavlo, Peter Serafinowicz and Martin Treneman. It was written by Sean Lott and Martin Treneman. The script editor was Robert Fraser-Sfeil. And the producer was Chris Neal. I'm gonna tell you where to go.